And here's the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 10th of February, 2025. February 10th is World Pulses Day. It is a yearly global event established in 2018 to recognize the significance and nutritional benefits of pulses, also known as legumes. Not only are pulses very nutritious, many believe that they can contribute to the development of sustainable food systems towards eradicating world hunger and poverty. Pulses give us an effective strategy to strengthen global peace and enhance food security. Pulses are the edible seeds of pod-bearing plants such as dry peas, dry beans, lupins, lentils, and chickpeas, and were first cultivated by ancient Turks in 7000 BCE. While pulses exist in various shapes, varieties, sizes, and colors, the most popular and widely consumed types of pulses are dried beans, peas, and lentils. These seeds are loaded with essential nutrients such as fiber, protein, vitamins, and minerals, making them important and healthy superfoods. To honor the significance of these nutrient-packed food crops, Burkina Faso, a landlocked West African nation, proposed the global observance of World Pulses Day. Pulses have a lower carbon footprint and a lower water footprint than many other food crops. They only require a small quantity of fertilizer to grow and can adapt to drought. Also, their nitrogen-fixing properties improve soil fertility. They make up about 75% of the average diet in developing countries and can keep for longer without losing their high nutritional composition. Pulses are rich in fermentable fiber and reduce the risk of obesity, constipation, and colorectal cancers. The release of the documentary film Pignorant was on this day in 2024. An ex-gang member's love for pigs spurs him on a life-risking mission to uncover the truth behind bacon, exposing widespread deception in a country that claims to have some of the highest animal welfare standards in the world. Directed by activists Joey Carbstrong and Terrian Partridge, this film is the product of a 3-year-long undercover investigation. Pignorant allows viewers to experience firsthand what life is like for farmed pigs in the UK. Carbstrong said, "Unsurprisingly, I wasn't the only one who was kept in the dark about the main killing method for pigs. As my film reveals, this ignorance is by design." Through expert and whistleblower testimonials, the documentary exposes the UK's cruel treatment of pigs and the lengths industry figures will go to conceal it. I knew in my heart that no matter the risk, my mission was to infiltrate and expose what happens to UK pigs inside these gas chambers. Carbstrong added, "I set out to uncover the deeply ingrained corruption and heartbreaking abuse that lies at the heart of UK pig farming, determined to go into the darkness to bring the truth out to the public eye." The publication of Animals as Crime Victims, edited by Lacey Levitt, David Rosengard, and Jessica Rubin, was also on this day in 2024. Animals as Crime Victims provides guidance to attorneys, law enforcement personnel, veterinarians, and educators by reimagining how animals are positioned within the law. These editors bring together expert contributors from various fields who argue for reconceptualizing animals as crime victims and examine the legal ramifications of doing so. Chapters explore how recognition as crime victims not only makes animals and their own interests visible within the law, but affords them substantive rights. And here is an English nursery rhyme for today, Peas Porridge Hot. Peas porridge hot, peas porridge cold, peas porridge in the pot 9 days old. Some like it hot, some like it cold, some like it in the pot 9 days old. Peas porridge hot. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to eat some pulses and save the world.